Oh, good day, everyone, everywhere, and special greetings to all those seated in heavenly places in Yahshua, Jesus, our Messiah. The name of this broadcast is Cross the Border, and I'm Nicholas, and today is our Prophecy Reality Edition. Yes, the studio cam is on. You can see a blurry picture of me, and join us in the chat room live. Be the second person in the chat room besides us. You can find that chat room at firstamendmentradio.com or .net, whichever one you prefer. And just click on the chat button there and join us live. I really don't have an agenda today. I spend a lot of time talking about getting into the technicalities, I guess, of the word. At least I feel like that way, because sometimes when I get emails and responses from people, it's like they have no idea what I'm talking about. So sometimes I think, well, when you dig too deeply into the Bible, you probably lose most people, I guess. I don't know. Because I was talking about, what was I talking about last week? I was talking about the gap. Oh, no, I was talking about my upcoming book, a chapter in my upcoming book. And we were talking about the futurist interpretation of Daniel, the 70 weeks prophecy, and all of the problems with it. And someone sent me an email, said, I was waiting for you to explain the gap. But you go on and on. I wish you'd just get to the point. Oh, the point is there is no gap. Okay, I got to the point. Now can I move on? I guess so. I guess all that technical stuff about what the Bible actually says and why it doesn't say there's a gap. I mean, it's hard to get to a point that isn't in the Scripture. Like, the point is there is no gap in the Scripture. It's hard to prove a negative, as they say. So, but the thing is, so those who believe there is a gap, they're the ones, the burden of proof is on them. They have to prove there is a gap. And so I have my challenge out there. What year is it? No, that's not a challenge. Where's the gap? That's the one. So go to my website, type in where is the gap, and you'll find the challenge there. So anyone who believes there's a gap, a set, an undetermined amount of time between the number 69 and 70, unlike all of the other numbers before it, which just follow one after the other without any gaps, then you have to show it to me. The burden's on you. Phelps just mentioned it's a gap fact in his show just now. Wow, something about valleys and mountains and 2,000 years difference between 4 and 5. Really? So, well, you know, send Phelps my video and tell him to step up. You know, here's the gap, Nicholas. He needs to make his own video. I made the video, show me the gap, so he needs to make the video, here's the gap, okay? And we'll take a look at it. Just saying it so doesn't make it so. That's the problem. They say it, you're supposed to believe it. So, anyway. And he says, he just mentioned it's a gap fact on his show just now, something about valleys and mountains. I've read that. There's 4 verses there. There's no valleys and mountains in there. And 2,000 years differences between 4 and 5. Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's what Chuck Missler said too, but unwilling to back it up. Okay, so anyway, yeah, let me know how that turns out. Eric John Phelps gap. I thought he was a historicist. I thought he believed that the Antichrist, the papacy was the seat of the Antichrist. But he sounds like a futurist to me. Is he a Jesuit coadjutor? Isn't he the guy that's always accusing other people of being Jesuit coadjutors? But here he is teaching that there's a gap. Yes, he's teaching Jesuit eschatology. Seems like there's a contradiction there somewhere. So anyway, you know them by their fruit. That's what they say. He says he's a futurist. Well, yeah, then he's a Jesuit. then figure that one out. He says he's a futurist. Okay. Yeah. Well, you can move to his white state of Pennsylvania whenever he gets it all set up, too. So yeah, that seems very Jesuitical to me. So anyway, I don't know. For the author of Vatican Assassins. We need to get him on the show. He's already got his own show. What does he need to be on my show for? You know? Set up a debate. You know, a fair, unbiased moderator. I'll debate him on Daniel's 70th week. Yeah. If he wants to do that. Okay? But I have no reason to have him on my show. Yeah, he could call in if he wants, like any other caller, but I'm not going to endorse him. Yeah. Because you know him, we don't. Yeah. Well, that may be the problem, that I know him. Okay, yes. And I could say more, but, you know, it's not good to talk ill of the dead or the living either, so. Even if it's true. Okay, so what are we going to talk about today? So I'm not going to bore people with prophecy today. What do you think, James? Should I bore people with prophecy today? Yeah. I'm still working on my book. I got another chapter almost done, but you know how it goes. It takes time to do these things. Let's see, gotta go. Is still in the room. Imagine that. He says, why can't you do this on Tuesday or Thursday, Nicholas? I like to listen live. Well, thank you for that. I don't have that many fans, as you can see. Why don't I do it on Saturday? I just chose Wednesday because it was kind of center of the 5-day work week, so I thought I'd split it down the middle evenly. I mean, I could change it. I don't know, maybe I ought to do it on Tuesday night and just replay it on Wednesday morning. How would that suit you? What do you think, James? Tuesday night prophecy reality live show? I was thinking about it this week anyway, moving to night times. He's going, change it. It might do better for me because probably more people would be available to listen at night time. So I've been considering it. Yeah, I might do it. Okay. Well, let's talk about current events and that kind of stuff. Unless someone wants to talk about it, I have a phone number there in the chat room or on firstmemberradio.com. You'll find a phone number, the call-in number, and you can call in if you want to. Let's see, compete with primetime TV. Is there really a such thing as primetime TV anymore? Really? Really? Primetime TV? Yeah, I thought everybody just watched on demand whatever they want now. Yeah. I mean, that's what they do at First Amendment Radio. Is everyone listens to the podcast. No one listens to live anymore, to live audio streaming. Everything's on demand when you want it, right away, as soon as you can get it. But, see, having... Gotta go, says I don't watch TV. I don't know, TV, watching your computer, watching TV, there's not much difference anymore. You're still watching anyway. So anyway, let's talk about, is there another debate tonight or something? I don't know, they keeps bringing these debates on me between, and what a game, what a show that is. You know, this has to be the most interesting, match for the mouth of the beast that I've seen in many years. Do I ever get tired of working and doing your shows? Oh, yeah, so that's a good question. Let's talk about that for a while. Should I retire? What do you think? I'm getting old. I'm retirement age. I know I don't look as old as Rick Wiles, but... We're the same age as what Chuck Baldwin and what's the other guy's name? All those old guys that, you know, are about my age. There's a whole bunch of them out there. I think even Eric John Phelps is like my age. except he has no hair whatsoever. But do I ever get... No, I don't get tired of working and doing my show. I get tired from working and doing my show, but then I usually go to sleep at night. So, but I don't plan on retiring, you know, until Jesus calls me home, okay? And I hope to do this for another 40 years. I just hope that I can keep doing it for another 40 years. Because when I stop doing it, when I stop working, that's when I'm broke. That's when you throw things away, when they stop working, don't you? Isn't that right? When stuff stops, used to be when stuff stopped working, we'd take it down and get it fixed. You know, we had cobblers on, you know, at least one in every neighborhood to fix our shoes. If you can imagine that. Now you don't get your shoes fixed anymore. You just throw them away and get a new pair. So now when something breaks, we just throw it away. People too. So I'm trying to avoid not working, but I'm trying to avoid that. So I keep working and I get tired every day, but the next day I get up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as they say, and I hit it again, because people keep waking up every day and they expect the work to be done and new programs to be there and me to have something to say over again or something new to say once in a while. But that's how I feel. Sometimes I feel like, oh, I got to say the same things all over again. Haven't I already done this show? But here we go. We have a new show. So I'm writing a new book and I'm learning a lot, getting a lot more insight into the machinations of the futurist Jesuit eschatology that I can share with people out there. But from my feedback this week, I kind of feel like nobody wants to hear it anyway. So I'm going to wait till everybody's going, oh, when's he going to talk about that again? And then maybe I'll talk about it again. But I'm not giving you any more previews of my book, at least not today. Okay? Let's see. Someone sent me an email and with a link in it. Where is that at? And here it is. It never stops churning, even if I press it. And this guy, he says in emails that all remnant Christians are being duped into to voting for Trump. Well, I can tell you right now that's not true. That probably most remnant Christians don't vote. I don't know. I can only speak for myself, but I'm not a voter because voting is force. Right? And should I force my neighbor to do that? I don't know. Democracy is not a kingdom principle. See, the kingdom of God is not a democracy. So I don't vote. Anyway, and look at the choice. You have to choose between Donald Trump, you know, your regular pagan, all-American, womanizing, capitalist pig, right? Isn't that what they want you to believe? And, you know, you look at the guy's life and it's true to a point. He is what he is. And then you have Hillary Clinton, probably the most evil Jezebel that has ever walked the planet. You know, if she lived back in the day, the dogs would lick her blood off the street too, just like they did the original Jezebel. But in this day and age, things work out a little differently. Anyway, and she's not the queen of Israel, so she's just the queen of America, I guess. If she could be anything, she would be the queen of America. And which is worse? I don't know. You know, sometimes I think, you know, Hitler probably seemed like a good guy when he was in Germany, you know, and he came to power as the savior of Germany or whatever, and then look what happened. So, you know, think, well, could Trump be that guy? Or does the president really even matter? Does the president really, you know, I mean, certainly, you know, Obama had his agenda. Him and his, you know, transgender wife. Had their agenda. What was their agenda? You know, homosexuality, transgenderism. You know, and you know what? I don't think the Jesuits and and the Illuminati. You know, I don't think they really care about their personal agendas, those little things that they allow them to do. When they install them as president, or they allow them to be installed as president, is it going to be any different with Hillary and Trump, whichever one gets in? Won't the real people that, you know, pull all the punches behind the scene, who really set the agenda for the nation and the world, won't they still be in charge? The way I look at it is, you have these two clowns putting on a show for us and running for the presidency of the United States of America. And I call it, each one of them is saying, make me the mouth of the beast. Of course, because America is the second beast of Revelation chapter 13. Okay? It is. There's no doubt in my mind about it. Of course, the first beast is the broken Roman Empire behind the scenes run by the Vatican. There's no doubt in my mind about it that the Antichrist is in charge primarily in the world today, that he has his Jesuit army everywhere pushing the agenda. He doesn't need to be out in the front letting everybody, you know, the papacy doesn't need to be out in the front letting everybody know what's going on. As a matter of fact, it suits their purposes better if most people are confused about what's really going on in the world. But they get their way, eventually. Is that door locked?
No.
Oh, thank you. I just heard some kind of critter out in the hallway. So you got Donald Trump. You got the same show goes on every 4 years. Make me the mouth of the beast. That's it. Make me the mouth of the beast. And that way, me and my friends get filthy, filthy rich. And I'll make you all kinds of promises that I can't keep, and some of them I'll mean, and some of them I don't care about, and some of them I know that I have no control over anyway, but make me the mouth of the beast. Me and my friends can get really rich. Why do you think these guys never leave politics? They get hooked on the riches that come with it. Yeah, even Donald Trump, you know, self-made billionaire, whatever. Yeah, he's in it for what he's in it for himself. And he might do, you know, you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes I think, well, he could be a Hitler. And sometimes I think, well, he could be a Cyrus, you know, to American Christians as Cyrus was to Israel. You just never know what's going to happen. So I have no clue. So, you know, if you're a voter, I don't care. You can vote for whoever you want. It doesn't matter to me. You're going to vote for whoever you're going to vote for anyway. And you're part of the pact, your agreement. When you vote, you agree that whoever wins, you accept. And you have no right to complain. And all the voters say just the opposite. If you don't vote, you have no right to complain. You know, I have a right to complain about a system that's foisted upon me that I want no part of. That has nothing to do with me, really. And I'm not going to complain about it anyway, because what good would it do? You know, it doesn't matter that I should become a voter and a participant in part and parcel of the Roman system out there that runs the world and the world governments. My kingdom, the kingdom that I belong to, where my citizenship lies, is in a heavenly kingdom, a kingdom that transcends all of the borders of mankind, all of the borders of the kingdoms of men over the whole earth. It's a holy nation, and my king, his name is Yahshua. They call him Jesus, they call him Lord, they call him Senor, whatever they call him in your language, whatever you're accustomed to calling the Messiah, the Savior of God's Word, the Bible, then he's my king. And my citizenship is in heaven. It's the only kingdom that will last forever. And so perhaps maybe that's just what we'll talk about, is the kingdom of God. Now, all of you notice that my program has an unusual name. It's called Cross the Border. Yeah, Cross the Border. And the reason I name my broadcast and my ministry cross the border is because there's a message in those three words. And the message is, well, it's just another way of saying repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Now, I know in the modern church and in the experiential Christianity out there, in the easy believism of the ecumenical evangelical world out there, that they hate the word repent. Repent. But that is the gospel of the kingdom. That's the one word that the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus the Messiah preached himself. He went about saying, read it in the Gospels for yourself. Open up the Gospel of Matthew. It's the most kingdom-oriented gospel. And read it. Yeah. And you'll find out that when Jesus began his ministry, he went about saying, guess what he went about saying? Get three guesses. And only if you say, repent, for the kingdom is at hand, will your guess be right. Because that's what he said. The gospel of the kingdom is that. Repent, for the kingdom, that's the kingdom of God, the one I'm talking about, the one that I am a citizen of, the one that is not a democracy, it's not a democratic republic, it is a monarchy, and Jesus is the monarch. He's the king. He is the son of the creator of the universe. He will never go out of office. He will always be king. He has always been king. Even before he was born, he was the king. He is the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He shed his blood for all of his constituents. Yeah, that's me and you and whoever has been purchased by the blood of the lamb. Whoever has repented and been forgiven and washed in the blood of the lamb. A lot of people believe in forgiveness. They believe in Jesus in the new church, in the new theology of the ecumenical easy believism. They believe they're all forgiven by what Jesus did. But they don't believe in repentance. They leave that part of the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached out. And that's the first word in the gospel of the kingdom is repent, for the kingdom is at hand. And I guess we'll talk more about crossing the border in the kingdom of God when I get back, and perhaps your phone calls or comments in the chat room. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Why should the Father bother to call us his children? Why should the Spirit hear it when we pray? Why should the Father bother to be concerned with all our needs? It's all because of what the Son has done.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Visit CrossTheBorder.org, C-R-O-S-S, CrossTheBorder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get Left Behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie, with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character, as an attempt to further reinforce, in the minds of all, this perception of false prophecy, in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the left behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit CrossTheBorder.org, C-R-O-S-S, CrossTheBorder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's CrossTheBorder.org.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Hitler was saved by Jesus' death, resurrection. Yea, even Hillary was saved but elected. I don't think so. Yeah, well, the point is, I guess, that there's only one election that is important, and that is, are you elected? Personally, are you part of the elect of God and part of His kingdom? So, without repentance, there is no forgiveness. That's the point I was getting to. With a lot of these newer, newfangled churches out there, evangelical, ecumenical, you know, churches out there where they're all into experiential Christianity, and they believe they have new revelation from God, and the Bible's just a old dead book or something. They believe that about the Word of God. And they believe that they're forgiven and they can continue sinning willfully, and that it's okay because God understands, and they don't need to repent of their sins, because repentance, of course, is a very, very bad word in the world, and they don't like it. But one thing I figured out is that without repentance, there is no forgiveness. So you got to have repentance before you have forgiveness. So unless you get those two ducks in a row, you aren't going to make it. You aren't going to be one of the elect. So Anyway, another thing I was thinking about, you know, John the Baptist, he got kind of involved in politics, didn't he? Yeah, so much so that he lost his head. Yeah, think about that. Is it wrong to be involved in politics and talk about these politics? And then I noticed Jesus comes up behind him, and did he talk about politics at all? I'm thinking about it. No, I don't think he talked about the politics of the Roman Empire at all, whereas John the Baptist did, and it cost him his head. I don't know if we're supposed to be involved in politics or not. Of course, I guess someone, I mean, like Daniel was definitely called to be involved in politics. And I don't think John sinned when he accused or called the politicians to the mat on their sins, but it did cost him his head. So I guess, you know, you have to do whatever you feel like God is telling you to do. And I guess even Christians could be voters, although the idea seems somewhat repugnant to me. Although if I go to the local church here, even the one of the best ones locally, I'm sure that they would probably disagree with me on the voting issue. So, anyway, Donald Trump, yeah, I was looking at this here, maybe I'll put it on the screen. Does that work? Oh yeah, look at that, it does work. Yeah, I got a picture of Trump here, a caricature of Trump and Bergoglio. Oh, you know, they just elected a new black pope, a new head of the Jesuit order. And it's kind of confusing to me. I was kind of wondering, well, since the white pope is a Jesuit, and the black pope is the head of the Jesuits, but the Jesuits are under the Vatican, who's in charge here? Is it the black pope or the white pope? Well, just something to think about. Anyway, as you can see, this guy sent me a link to this article here, Why the Vatican-led New World Order Wants Donald Trump to Be President. So I believe what he's saying is all you people that are voting, all of you remnant, because that's what he says, he calls them remnant, that are voting for Trump are being deceived. Well, you know, I guess if you're a voter and you're part of the remnant or the elect of God, I guess you just, I don't know, I guess you have to choose between the two if you're going to vote, because you can't really, you can only vote for the two people that are actually going to win. And I don't know, it seems to vacillate, because back and forth, you know, if you want a link to this, I guess you could email me and I could send you a link to this article. But let's see, this guy says, as much as I tried not to pay attention to the presidential election 2016 between Trump and Hillary, I've been able to shut it out completely. You know, I know this guy means, you know, like, I have to admit, you know, that I find it one of the most entertaining of the presidential races for the mouth of the beast that I've seen in recent history. One of the very most entertaining. I mean, but the expectations are greater than what actually transpires. You know, like the first debate, the expectations were high. Everybody just wanted to see Hillary fail or wig out or turn into a bobblehead. And, what a letdown when that didn't happen, right? Okay. So, anyway, I've been able to shut it out completely. Something strange is happening in this election, which I have to write an article about. The remnant Christians are paying and supporting Donald Trump for president. What this means is the deception of this year is especially thick. In an effort to break this illusion from Satan, I want to explain why the Vatican-led New World Order wants Donald Trump to be president of the U.S. Okay, so there you have it from this guy, whoever he is, this blogger, and this is the Lowdown Zero blogspot.com. There you have it, the Lowdown Zero blogspot.com. Anyway, nice name. My blog is Nicholas Arthur. It kind of says who I am. It's like it's my name. So the lowdown says, I wonder if he signs his name on the article. Let's see. Let's go to the end of the article. See if this guy actually signs his name. No, man. You know, you think if you're not going to name your blog after yourself so people know who you are, you did at least put your name at the end of the article. Oh, hey, look, he mentions Greg Anthony. Well, okay, so I don't know who this guy is, but let's see. Now I got to find out. Yeah, I'll come back to this article. I'm going to find out who this guy is. Contact. Lowdown O. Oh, Robbie Newport. Okay. Oh, okay. I know that guy. He's actually a supporter of First Amendment Radio. So now that we know who we're talking about, deny. Boy, oh boy. So Robbie Newport has his own blog. Never knew that. Maybe I ought to get him to come on sometime. What do you think, Robbie, if you're listening? I don't know if you are or not. Maybe I ought to have you as a guest host or a guest on my radio broadcast occasionally since so we seem to be on the same train here. Okay, so anyway, now we know who we're talking about. Oh, let's see, perception of Hillary. Interesting, Hillary is made out to look like a crook. Okay, so we got Donald Trump, and then we got Hillary the crook on her deathbed. So, I don't know, do you think? They're running neck and neck, according to the polls. Of course, according to the crowds they draw, Hillary's already dead. So, I don't know, do you believe your eyes or do you believe polls? And then they say even if Trump wins the popular vote, that he won't win the Electoral College. So, you know, it's all up in the air as far as I'm concerned. You know, and I don't think this guy right here, Bergoglio, Pope Francis, the Antichrist, the guy sitting in the seat of the Antichrist, I don't think he really cares. He seems to be siding with, he doesn't like Trump because Trump doesn't like Catholics crossing the border at the South, so he wants to close the border. And of course, this guy here, since those are his people, he is a white Anglo South American, you know, Latino, okay? That's his native country down there, and that's where he's from. But now he's seated over in the seat of the Antichrist in the Vatican, and he doesn't like Trump's ideas about closing down the border. He's made that well known. But does that mean he wants Hillary in? You know, homosexual, loving, abortion, dead baby, killing Hillary in? Well, like I said, to him, it probably doesn't, he probably likes Hillary better, I have to say it, yeah. Because when it comes to killing, you know, when it comes to the extirpation of non-Catholics, and, you know, really that's, if you think about it, the Vatican extirpation of heretics is what abortion is all about. Why do you think a majority Supreme Court upholds abortion year after year? The killing, even though it's Catholic, it's against Catholic Church doctrine, and I'm going to add, for Catholics. Because they're not trying to extirpate Catholics. So they tell their own people, no abortions allowed. You know, no birth control. We got to have as many Catholics born as we can. And so they take that stance and they look like they're publicly against abortion, but truly they are for the extirpation of heretics. That is, all non-Catholics are heretics. So abortion, you know, let it rain on. And even with Supreme Court majority Catholics, year after year after year, they continue to uphold the death and the killing of infants, and even now they're going to expand, and plus the whole homosexual marriage thing. Yeah, they want that for the world. They want that for all non-Catholics, while they teach their own Catholics the opposite. Of course, since their own Catholics aren't really Christians, they don't really believe in the Bible, they're going to do what they want to do anyway, pretty much. But that's why, if you've ever wondered why Catholic Supreme Court upholds all of these things, because it feeds into the Catholic doctrine of the extirpation of all heretics. meaning non-Catholics. They're all for that, and it goes right along with it. So we can see why Bergoglio here, you know, Bergoglio here would not really be for Trump. I don't think that he would endorse Donald Trump anyway. Although, probably, when you really get down to it, it probably doesn't matter much, because Donald Trump is, he's not going to offend the homos, you know, and he's not going to end abortion, so it probably doesn't really matter. He can probably, you know, the Catholics are already here, you know, all the Latinos have already invaded the country, and, any more coming in and just bleed the country dry and the party for everyone else. So, which may be kind of the point too. So it probably really doesn't matter at this point who gets in. And they're probably afraid that Hillary is going to die. So I'm thinking that they might allow Donald Trump, even though they promised it to Hillary. You know, because the devil can break his promises anytime he wants, right? You know, after all, he is the devil. What did you expect? When, you know, they made a deal with Hillary to give it to her this time. But if they withdraw, all they have to say, oh, it was beyond her control or whatever. And she loses and they don't care because they're taking a chance with Hillary. They want someone who they think is going to stick for the 8 years and do their bidding. Yeah, 8 years. That's right. 2 terms. 8 years. And do their bidding. And, so they may give it to, because Hillary is in pretty bad shape. But you never know. If they like Hillary's vice president better than Trump, they might let him in. You know, I mean, like I'm saying, what am I saying here is I'm saying your vote doesn't count at all. It doesn't matter. You can go out and vote. It just, or like an idiot, you actually give money to Trump's presidential campaign rather than supporting the work of God like First Amendment Radio. Yeah? We need your support. Vote for us! You know, if you're gonna vote by going to the poll, you know, vote for Trump, okay? But if you're gonna vote with your dollars, send your dollars where God wants you to send them. I mean, really, how many people, so-called Christians, really add their labor to the work that God's laborers are doing? Well, I can testify that it is a very, very small, minute percentage of the people that actually add their labor to the work that God's laborers are doing. You know, if you're a carpenter or you're, working in business, or if you're, a Wall Street trader, or you got a business, how much do you give to God's work? You don't have to give to me, but, you know, are you sending a tithe at least to God's work or more? Because if you make, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, a couple million dollars a year, you can afford to send more than a tithe. You could send more than half. You could afford to invest more than half of your income in God's kingdom. Yeah, that's right. You could add your labor. But if you're thinking, nah, I need all that money for me and, I'll give God 10%. Well, most people don't even give 10%. They don't even give what's required. And kind of remember what Jesus said. He said that, that when you do just what's required of you, he calls you an unprofitable servant. So God expects us to go above and beyond what's required of us to become profitable in His kingdom. But, to the shame of most of people that call themselves Christians out there, they don't even give 10%. I'll tell you, these homosexuals and pagans and baby killers out there, they are dedicated people. They give to their cause. They are passionate about it. Meanwhile, yes. But then there's people that out there like John Hagee and all of the rapture-ready people out there, and And then who else we got? People building great television studios so they can, you know, so they can reach more, you know, whatever, $100,000, buy a $1 million church this week, you know, set up a $500,000, $1 million studio next year, and people just blob money at them, yeah, because they're saying the things that tickle their itching ears, and that's what people love. That's what they love. But when it gets down to the truth, historicism, Protestant eschatology, good old clear, sound Bible teaching, well, nobody wants to support it. There's a pest at my door. Could you throw it out? Yeah. The cat's meow. It's a little annoying after a while. Okay, so anyway, maybe I'll look at more of this article here from Robbie Newport. His name's on the website, so anyway, so check it out here. Maybe I'll let me put it on the screen, and I'll actually copy this. Copy. And then now that I figured out who he is, and I'll put it in there. So there's a link to the article, but let's take a look at that. Oops, that's what you're looking at there. Here it is. Okay, so a lot of good stuff here. The perception of Hillary. Okay? Interestingly, Hillary is being made out to be a crook on her deathbed. She has been even having convulsions in front of reporters. Like I said, a great show that they're putting on there. Very interesting. And is being subscripted to act totally inept and crooked. Well, she doesn't have to act. I think it's the truth. We have to understand. You know, I think that Hillary just got too out of control crooked for them to contain. And they break her promise saying, you just went too far, Hillary. You know, you've made your millions and billions of dollars. You got rich and you will continue to get rich. Just accept that we're going to choose Donald this time, right? So we have to understand nothing comes across mainstream media, especially about the presidential election, that isn't scripted to carry out the agenda. Thus, the American people's perception about Hillary is purposely done, but why? Well, I don't know. I think it's true that the Clintons are just out of control. Megalomaniac criminal minds. I mean, you know, look at I mean, Greg Anthony's been going over it. The trail of death. What do they call it? The Clinton death count? Yeah. I mean, how many hundreds? I mean, when you get up above 100 people, the trail of dead bodies that the Clintons left behind, I think that, I call it that out of control. That's not scripted. I think that's just out of control evil. And if they give it to Donald Trump, I think it'll be simply because, one, perhaps her health, two, because of her out of control evil and criminal activity. I mean, it's just beyond the pale, even for criminals. You know, and what are they going to tell Hillary? I'm sorry, my dear, but we got to give it to Donald. Your criminality is just out of control. You should have been able to hide it better, but you did not. So we have to give it to the Donald. But we promise we won't let the Donald prosecute you. Some reason he'll forget all about it once he becomes president. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Who knows? Who knows? The Clintons brought it on themselves. You know, they should be able to hide their criminality much better than that. So the perception of Hillary could just as well have been her as the savior and the patriot, because every single bit of mainstream media and the most big alternative media are working directly for the Vatican-led New World Order, Alex Jones being the biggest disinformation agent working for the Vatican. Well, that's true. I like this guy already. Hillary is purposely being made to look like a crazy monster. You know, she isn't being made to look like, they just can't hide it anymore. I have to differ with you on that point. I think that she just can't hide it anymore, but being made to look like a crazy monster who is on her deathbed. Trump is purposely being made to look like an unconnected to the elite Christian, well, to whose idea? I guess maybe to the world's idea of a Christian, patriot, regular guy. Yeah, kind of like Alex Jones, right? Yeah, he would be more after the bent of an Alex Jones Christian, patriot, regular guy, which Alex Jones is not a regular Christian, patriot, regular guy. He's really part of the elite crowd and a very rich man. Perhaps not as rich as Donald Trump, but, you know, after you have so much money, you know, how much more do you need, really? Dream on, people, he says. Donald Trump's Catholic-Jesuit connection. You know, Donald Trump did go to Fordham University, a Jesuit university, for 2 years. That doesn't actually mean that he's a religious man at all, or a Catholic, but he is what the Catholic wants, you know, people to be. If you're not going to be a devout Catholic, you could at least be like Donald Trump. Yes, and not anything but a Protestant Bible-believing Christian. You know, that's the truth. We talked about that a little bit last week, that if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then you worship the Antichrist. Remember we talked about that last week? Yeah. So, if you're anything but a Protestant Bible-believing Christian, you are exactly what the Catholic Church wants you to be. And that's what Donald Trump and Hillary are. They would rather have you in power. Now, you'll notice there are no Protestants on the Supreme Court, right? Is that because this is a Christian country? Or is it because the Jesuits really run the country behind the scenes? Yes. When you hear the word Illuminati, think Jesuit. Yeah. They are the Illuminati. They are the ones who actually run everything behind the scenes. And they made up all of these other things just to keep the people in confusion. And so they've done a very good job, this Jesuit army. This being one of the 28 Jesuit universities located in the U.S. And you know what? Practically every other university is Jesuit too, or at least Jesuit controlled, or at least the curriculum is Jesuit controlled, as well as most of the seminaries in the country. The only thing we have left is nothing as far as Protestant Christian universities, Protestant Christian Bible colleges. There are none. They're all under the government, Title IX, bending the knee to homosexuality and paganism. Okay, you're listening to Across the Border, a Prophecy Reality Edition. We're going to take a small break here, but we'll be back in a few minutes, so get yourself a cup of coffee and come back for the next hour. See you then.
Look upon my
Have you seen the Left Behind movies? Have you read the Left Behind fictional book series? Not everyone believes Left Behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character as an attempt to further reinforce in the minds of all this perception of false prophecy. In order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. Because they see the world stage shaping to fulfill what they have been led to believe is sound biblical interpretation, a left behind rapture scenario, this false view of prophecy is reinforced in the mind, not only of its adherents, but also includes those who have been merely exposed to the specific media. Is it possible that false prophecy can be fulfilled? The rapture theories have always been in dispute. Pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib disputes have risen up in exclusively evangelical circles of recent history. So that when true believers don't suddenly disappear, this element will easily go by the wayside when all see a new Jewish temple begin to be built. Will this be part of the great delusion that will come upon the whole earth? It seems that this great prophetic delusion has already overcome practically the entire American evangelical and Christian world. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. To learn more, visit crosstheborder.org. That's C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org. Okay, we're back, and today we're, I guess we're just talking about, the election or whatever, and I guess I was right. There is a, I heard during the news break,
confirmed that there is the debate tonight, the third and final debate between Mouth of the Beast number one, Hillary, and Mouth of the Beast number two, Donald Trump. And the game goes like this. The game show is you get to choose. The audience gets to choose who they want. All you need is to go down to your local voter registration booth or whatever they call it these days and vote. I guess you don't even need ID or something. You can just go in and vote now as many times as you want or visit as many different voting places as you want because it's racist to ask for ID. The world is going crazy anyway. So I'm telling you that I don't want to be responsible for which one of these clowns get into be the mouth of the beast for the president of America, the second beast of Revelation chapter 13, for the next 8 years. And this article that Robbie Newport here sent me from his blog seems to intimate that the Vatican wants World War III. I'm not sure about that. I haven't got any inside information on that. So maybe we ought to read a little bit more and try to get the lowdown on that. Let's see. He talks about why the Jesuits will get Trump. Okay. Oh, here it is. World War III. This is where he starts talking about World War III. So I'm not sure what there is to this. Or whether it's just an opinion or what, but I haven't heard anything about World War III yet. And so the question is, I'm asking is, why are remnant Christians, he continues here, supporting and praying for Trump to win the election with these damning facts? Almost all of they're both damning facts. I don't know. Are we supposed to have a preference, Donald over Hillary or Hillary over Donald? Is there really a choice there at all? I don't think so, but I'll continue. Almost all the sincere ministries, he says, that my wife and I follow and listen to are supporting and praying for this Jesuit-trained, high-level Freemason. Why? Okay, well, I know they support First Amendment Radio, and we're not one of them, okay? But he continues, well, because Hillary is very scary and Trump is being made to look like an evangelical Christian patriot. Yeah, last one who looked like a Christian was Bush. He kind of duped them all, didn't he? And when he's actually a faceless sellout, elitist playing his big part in the presidential play and his even bigger part to come. World War III. Wow. Why the Jesuits will get Trump elected. Well, this may be prophetic if Trump wins. It may not be if Hillary wins, but we'll see. Be careful what you ask for, remnant Christians. And be careful who you cast your vote for. Not because it's counted at the federal level, at least we're in agreement on there, that your vote counts for nothing, but God sees it. Oh, you know what? I think he's hit on something there. You know, even if you believe your vote counts, whether it does or not, you got no out, because God sees the intention of your heart. Yes, he sees your vote. And will God hold us accountable if we vote for Hillary or Trump? And perhaps that's another good reason why I shouldn't vote. Yeah, why I don't vote. Because if your vote is between two evil men, or an evil man and an evil woman, between the lesser of two evils, aren't you still casting your vote for evil? And doesn't God see that? I think I'd just rather not have any part in it at all, and neither have any part in who... in convincing other people to vote this way or that way, because I don't want to be held accountable. I think if you entertain evil, that you partake in the evil on a spiritual level. You don't have to actually do the evil. You know, it's like there's idiots out there who never had an abortion, never will have an abortion, but they're all for abortion rights. So they're entertaining the evil, and they're participating in the evil, and they're making themselves guilty of something they've never actually done in reality. But they support it. Or they support homosexuality. But they're not. But they just support it. So now they become a partaker in that sin. So they become guilty of the sin by the support of it. You know what? The way I read my Bible is God holds us accountable for what we support. Whether our support has any value or not, it degrades our soul. And you know what? If you supported evil in the past, you know, talking to me, you, anyone, we need to repent of that support of evil. And so there's another reason why, you know, like Jesus, I'm not, you know, not going to get mixed up in politics. Now, if I had to do like John the Baptist had to do, he was confronted with this guy face to face, I would tell him face to face that they need to repent for the evil, to repent of their sins. And that's basically what John the Baptist did to Herod. He told him to repent, him and his wife. They were in earshot, so he yelled at him that they needed to repent of their sins. And, of course, they didn't like it, especially Herod's wife didn't like it, so she was responsible for his death. So that's a good point there, that we should not vote as Christians for evil because we are entertaining that evil, we are supporting that evil, and I believe God will hold us accountable. So I wouldn't tell you who to vote for. I'm not going to endorse any candidate because I don't want to be responsible for what that candidate does. Now, perhaps Trump could get in and great things could happen and he could repeal the Johnson Amendment to the IRS code and he could help out the Christians in the Mideast that are being persecuted there. He could keep us out of wars if he could close the borders to more Latinos, Romans coming in. And, you know, he could do a lot of great things. And you know what? If God wants him to do that, then he's going to get in there and do that. But then he also, I don't believe that he really has that much control. I think that they let each president that they allow to come in to carry on their agenda, the Antichrist agenda, they allow them. And a lot of these people don't even realize what's really going on behind the scenes themselves. Some of them actually believe in the election process. Of course, now you've got, you know, that's the kind of the amazing thing about it. You got Trump now saying that the elections are even affixed while he's participating in them. You know, and I think he's an unknown factor. But I'm still, you know, wouldn't tell you to vote for him because, one, I don't vote. I'm not a voter. Because I'm not a federal citizen, for one thing. My citizenship is in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, so I'm not a voter, and I won't tell you who to vote for because I don't want to be held responsible for what these people ultimately do or responsible for doing. And I believe that if there is a World War III, that Hillary's all for it already. Okay, she bring it on. Okay, she's all for it. She's let us know that much in everything she said. Despite all of her blind followers. And Trump says he's against it. He doesn't want to interfere in other countries and he wants to withdraw and all that stuff. So that may be true, but I don't believe it matters that if the Antichrist wants World War III, that we're going to have World War III despite the position of each candidate on that. There you go. That's what I believe. And so if there's a World War III in the I don't know. I know there's an Armageddon war spoken of that immediately precedes the return of Christ, and I believe that's the World War III. I don't think that we're going to have much of a World War III. They're just going to have regional conflicts, perhaps, until that happens. So we'll see what happens. But I don't think it matters who they make the president. Okay? But anyway, he says, be careful what you ask for, remnant Christians, and be careful who you cast your vote for. Not because it's counted at the federal level, but because God sees it. Very important point. How do you think the Germans felt who supported Hitler before he turned out to be a deceiver and a warmongering demon. Trump is very much like Hitler. And America is very much in the decadent shape Germany was before Hitler came to save the day. Defend the homeland. It's all an act, folks. We already have Homeland Security and all that, the Homeland Security Department and all that nonsense. Defending the homeland against men in caves on the other side of the world. So what else do we need? But defend the homeland. It's all an act, folks. And he's right about that. He could care less about America. He is a servant to the Vatican and the Antichrist papacy. They all are, whether they know it or not. Like I said, you know, if your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you worship the Antichrist. The Bible clearly states it. Whether you know it or not, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter. God's Word says it. If your name is not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you worship the Antichrist. And, of course, both Hillary and Donald Trump worship the Antichrist, whether they know it or not. Him and the Pope may not get along, but whether he likes it or not, that's the way it is. He continues, the Jesuits are the Nazis. Put this back on the screen here. This is good stuff. The Jesuits are the Nazis, the communists, and the capitalists, too. And don't forget, worshippers of Lucifer. They're also liars because their father is the father of lies and cannot tell the truth. Trump has learned well that the ends justify the means. Jesuit teaching. Oh, yes. That is Jesuit teaching. The ends justify the means. When he lies and deceives the American people into thinking he's something he's not. The truth is Donald Trump is the son of an elite, crooked New York City businessman, Fred Trump, and has been groomed and brought up in the elite Freemason lodges and secret societies of New York City. This city being one of the epicenters of wickedness in Satan's world kingdoms. Isis, the light bearer Satan, holding the torch of enlightenment, mystery Babylon religions, the Statue of Liberty given by the French Masonic legions. Well, I don't know why he trails off into that, but I guess it's all related and all for the same thing. Trump attended Fordham University, Jesuit University of New York. Yes, he did for 2 years. The second most prestigious and influential higher education center in the U.S., only surpassed by the Georgetown University blight upon our nation. I'm in agreement there. This Catholic and Jesuit connection should be telling enough for every remnant Christian not to believe a word the deceiver says. He will say anything he needs to in order for the ultimate agenda to take place. And here we have it, World War III and Trump. Okay, maybe Donald Trump, in my opinion, will win the U.S. presidential election in 2016. And instead of being true to his everyday, honest guy, patriotic Christian persona, of course, I don't even really believe he has that, but he'll instead be forced to be the warmongering, race war instigating, and martial law initiating U.S. president. Donald Trump is assigned to lead us into a patriotic war, that is World War III, Christians versus Muslims / atheists. Could be. That could be. World War III is the next big reality life play the Vatican-led New World Order will act out with the help of the ignorant masses, i.e. helpful idiots, as the Jesuit Stalin and Jesuit-controlled Lenin called them, that believe the constant lies coming out of Trump's lying mouth. When Trump is elected, America, along with many deceived Christians, will think our nation is getting back, finally. You know what? There is no getting back. It is over. The second beast of Revelation is in the full speaking as a dragon mode, you know, under the full sway of Satan. Yeah, there is no getting back, but people can be deceived. Yes, I guess. Yes, we're going to make America great again. Yes, but how? We're not going to, America's not going to be the great land it was before it lost its, the Union was lost during the Civil War. And that's another story. I've done great work. Okay, let's see. Yet when they say peace, peace, sudden destruction will come upon them. Obama, the Lord of the Flies, and Bush, the masculine homosexual Nazi, have done great work for the Vatican-led New World Order. Yet have put the puzzle pieces in place for Trump to roll in and save the day, creating such a nationalistic fervor that we will rush headlong into battle against ISIS and the Muslims at the slightest provocation. It is kind of scary out there, and you know, I can see how someone would come to this conclusion, given that, you know, now, right now, and this is what Clinton is ready to go to war over, is that now Russia is on the other side, fighting against ISIS in Syria, helping, but somehow, us fighting ISIS will pit us against the Russians. It's a weird scenario they got going on there. A lot of people think that because Trump has a Russian wife and he's more friendly toward Putin, is that the guy's name? Yeah. That we may avert a World War III. And we may. That may be part of the plan to avert a World War III. I think there are bigger fish to fry for the Antichrist. Like one, pulling off the Temple Mount play, the rapture play. We talked about that last week. And my upcoming book is the tentative or working title is When the Temple is Built, the Rapture Play Will Begin. So make sure you're ready to get that when I release it. But anyway, and I think that the Antichrist has much bigger fish to fry right now. And pulling off the Temple play... And initiating the one world monetary mark system. If they have to have a World War III or some kind of a World War III scare to bring that about, it'll just play into it. But that's really what their goal is to bring about the things that God said that they would do. See, we know where they're going. That's right. We know where they're going. One, they set up this end-time Antichrist play. Started with the Jesuit Ribera. And it's been built upon by evangelical, ecumenical, traitor Protestants. Okay? Protestant traitors who have jumped ship and decided that, the papacy is not bad after all. And it's not the seat of the Antichrist. But we're going to go with this tentative, unknown, future speculation Antichrist in the future instead of the papacy. And we're going to go along with that and write books about it and twist the scriptures to make it true. And so they've done it. So they got this play that they're going to pull off as soon as they come up with their announce their treaty to build a temple. And fix the Temple Mount for the, what is it called? His Holy Mountain Vision. Just type in His Holy Mountain Vision and you'll find out what they really have in store for the Temple Mount and the play about to begin. Yes, where the three Abrahamic faiths are going to come together, of course, with the Antichrist as coming out on top and over everything. And, so you want to make sure that that you understand what's going on there. Get my book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled, and you'll at least have a head start, a heads up on what's coming up there and what the problems are with that eschatology so that you can see what the true eschatology is in the scripture. So go to my website, crosstheborder.org, click on the Get the Book tab or the free ebook tab, whichever you choose. If you want a paperback version, you can buy it there. Or if you want a free e-copy, well, that's not a problem. We will freely give it to you. Okay, so that's what's coming up. So whether we'll have a World War III, you know, I can't really say. I know at least we do have one coming up where the nations are going to gather themselves together, and it's called the Battle of Armageddon. And, yeah, but we know what's going to happen. Mystery Babylon is going to be destroyed. The Daniel 2 Mystery Babylon image will be toppled at that time. The end game has already been foretold in advance in God's Word. Excuse me. Okay, so anyway, we hypothesize here with our article from Robbie. It says, when Trump is elected, America, along with many deceived Christians, will think our nation is getting back on track, finally. And I can see how that could happen, and a lot of people believe that, because they have pulled our nation down so low that it seems like there's nowhere to go but up. Yet when they say peace, peace, sudden destruction, we read that about Obama, Lord of the Flies, yes, that's part of the play, Bush, the masculine homosexual Nazi who worships a Catholic, of course, the Catholic, whether admitted or not, have done a great job, okay, I better take another sip of coffee here. Okay, let's see if I can pick it up there. They've done a great work for the Vatican-led New World Order and have put the puzzle pieces in place for Trump to roll in and save the day, creating such a nationalistic fervor that we will rush headlong, and I think I already read that part. So let's continue here. The well-intending American patriots and sincere Christians will soon realize, after World War III destroys America and much of the world, wow, that's quite a prediction, that they were played like silly putty and Trump was the hireling that led them to slaughter and captivity. Yet it was their own sins that blinded them and led them into captivity. Ultimately, Trump was simply the judgment. Of course, Hillary is the Satanist, lesbian, murderer, and demon-possessed person who would equally destroy America. Yet she's not the one picked to lead us into World War III. She's playing the perfect part to scare everyone so bad that they'll follow Fordham Trump blindly and stupidly, just like we did Obama in 2008. Ooh, I don't like that "we" part there because I'm not part of that game. Just like they did the Obama in 2008. And, you know, I have a few things to say about that when we get back from these messages.
Thank you.
Hear it first on FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net. The program you are listening to is 100% sponsored by you, the listener, on this First Amendment Rights Media channel. You will notice that there are few commercials on this radio network. There's a good reason for that. Corporate advertising dollars come with strings that limit program content. So without your help, these programs cannot continue on internet or our several affiliates. If you benefit by the educational law programs, we ask you to give. If you are admonished or nurtured by the Bible and ministry programs, we ask you to give. If some voice a cause that you are passionate about, we ask you to give. If you believe in any of these, we ask you to support them as you would a missionary on a continual basis, as if giving a tithe for missionary radio. These programs are not commercially viable and must be supported by those faithful to the cause of truth. Look for the button to sponsor your favorite programs at our listen and schedule pages on the internet. Then, when you subscribe, we will send you the last quarterly MP3 CD of that program immediately, and continue to do so with each new quarter. We will also give you unlimited archive access to all of our programs. We're asking you to give much less than a tithe, so that you may also send support directly to a particular program host, cause, and anywhere else the Spirit may lead you. Do all to the glory of our God and Creator, for His holy nation, the only kingdom that will last forever. Thank you for listening.
Visit crosstheborder.org, CROSS, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
I know you all want answers, and believe me, so do I, and I'll do my best to get them.
Despite Nicolas Cage's promise to do his best to get left behind rapture answers for us, don't hold your breath. Not everyone believes left behind is true prophecy. Some may even regard as conspiratorial the mainstream re-release of the Left Behind movie with actor Nicolas Cage portraying the main character as an attempt to further reinforce in the minds of all this perception of false prophecy in order to condition the masses for the play about to begin. If you want true Bible prophecy answers, get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. The author exposes the Latin rapture origin, the seven-year tribulation deception, true Bible revelation of Daniel's 70 weeks, the abomination of desolation, the restrainer, America in the revelation, the image of the beast and the mark of the beast, and the truth about God's chosen people, and so much more about Bible prophecy. This book will shatter the left-behind paradigm of future events. Get the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. Visit crosstheborder.org, CROSS, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of the book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. That's crosstheborder.org.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Prophecy Reality. I think next Tuesday at, because I'm going to do it the night before and replay it on Wednesday, but I think we're going to go live at night with our live Prophecy Reality news broadcast at 8 p.m. Pacific time. That's 11 p.m. on the other coast. Okay? Have a two-hour broadcast, Prophecy Reality. If you see James in the chat room, my producer, if you want him to get guests for me, contact him and let him know. And we're going to see if we can do like 1 hour guest spots every week for half of the show anyway. And I'll have anyone on. You guys want to, I'll debate Eric and John Phelps if you can talk him into coming on. Having Robbie on as a guest would be great. We could talk about his article or whatever. And there's James, R.J. Gill, 0904@gmail.com. There you go. So contact, James there. We're gonna go with this nighttime thing and see if anything happens. More people will listen. We'll be live streaming on YouTube. So somehow we need to, I don't know how you promote that to get more people to listen. But hopefully a nighttime audience will be better, and then we can replay, since nobody seems to be showing up. Everyone's listening to Alex Jones, and I just can't compete with that guy or whoever else is on in the morning. What's that other guy's name? Rush Limbaugh, or whoever else all of the liberals are listening to, so-called liberals are listening to. I don't know. And there are others out there, so I'm going to let them have this morning spot. And I'm going to abandon it for my live weekly Prophecy Reality. And I'm going to call it Prophecy Reality News, because we're going to talk about news. And, because that's really what it's about, where prophecy and reality come together in the news and what's going on every day. So, so be sure to join us for our, premiere opening nighttime broadcast of, Prophecy Reality News. That's next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific time. That's 11 p.m. Eastern time and somewhere in between, if you're somewhere in between. Okay, so make sure you do that. And join us then. This chat room, I want it overflowing. So get all of your friends. I'm going to put an announcement. I'll put an announcement on crossborder.org announcing it. And then all of you that are in my list, I'm going to ask you to publish it and then show up yourselves for the premiere broadcast and see if we can get as many people to show up for the premiere broadcast as we can. And, I'll try harder to make it more entertaining. I'll try to deliver what the people want, I guess. As long as I don't have to compromise my faith and God's word. Okay, you have my word on that. So make sure you show up for that. Okay, so spread the word. And, we'll take care of that. We'll see. And, like I said, guests. I'm gonna try to have guests on, since people like guests. So I'll even have people that, the opposition. You know, if you can get that guy from Rapture Ready, yeah. Corporate is looking forward to it, Nicholas. So Corporate is going to be there. So we got one person for the chat room so far for next week at 8 p.m. And, what's the guy that left? Oh, too bad he left. CCF? Oh, yeah, CCF will. Yeah.
Oh, gotta go.
Gotta go. Yeah, I guess he had to go. So, Anyway, let's just jump back into our article here. And I was talking about, oh yeah, right there where I left off. Let me put that up. There it is. Okay, we're talking about she's playing a perfect part. Fordham blindly, stupidly, like Obama did in 2008. The American people would never get into a war fervor for Hillary. They need a person acting like Trump to relate to and who gives them hope for a normal, godly America to be restored. You know, he has a point there. It's good. It would be easier for people to rally behind Hitler Trump than behind Hillary. Hillary. Why, all these Freudian slips here. Give me a hard time with all the keeping all these names in order. But he says, don't put your hope in the governments of this world. Good advice, Christians, and stop being so naive and blind to the truth. Yes, we can make a positive difference in our local communities and districts, yet at the federal and even the higher states level, the Vatican-led New World Order is completely in control of this country and world. There you go. Absolutely true. I like this guy already. Every time I think that he's not right, he turns around and and throws so much truth in my face that I can't stand it. Okay. Jesus Christ ultimately is in control, and our sincere prayers and obedience to the Holy Bible, King James Version, is more powerful than any vote. And I'll say amen to that. Especially federal election votes. Never counted. And that's the truth. And the truth is, you know, he was talking about, he says, yeah, I was reading that. And stupidly, just like we did Obama in 2008, I think the popular vote actually went against Obama in 2008. I don't think he actually won. I think he won the following election, though, because all of the lemmings and all of the young people are so stupid, I can't believe it. The so-called millennials or whatever they're calling them these days. What do they call them these days? Next gens or something. What do they call them? Something. I don't know what they call them. They got names for different generations these days. But man, I can't believe these people, these young people. Yesterday I was at, I stopped at, huh? Whatever.
Well, I'm not part of that.
Yeah, right, anyway, so whatever that generation is, I was at a Target store yesterday, went in there and they didn't even have what I wanted. Anyway, but as I went in, I saw a card and it said, what did it say? Presidente! In big letters, you know, all the whole thing. Presidente! And then at the bottom it said HillaryClinton.com or vote Hillary something or like that. I just thought, okay, I'm looking at this little newer car and, you know, next to my old kind of beat up van. And I'm thinking, well, this has got to be some Mexican woman or something. And here this young college age guy comes out and gets in this car and drives away. And I'm just thinking, man, it's hopeless. This is just hopeless. If this is the next generation, we are in big trouble. Yeah. So anyway. And the bumper sticker didn't even say vote for Hillary or anything. It just said Presidente. And in a real small letters, you had to stand up and get next to the vehicle to read. So you couldn't even see it from the next car. It said Hillary.com or vote Hillary or something.com or something like that. But anyway. What a game, man. So I'm just thinking, man, it's hopeless. This is the next generation. We have totally lost it. The Jesuits have done their job very well. And it's just too bad that Ronald Reagan did not get rid of the Department of Education. Yes, and I believe that's, if he got shot for any reason and effectively made non-president at that point, that was the reason, not to mention the Grace Commission. Yes. And he was like another guy like Trump, basically. That's the way I look at it. I have no illusions about these people. Anyway, let's continue here. This is what Trump really is. A fake. Sellout. Vatican. New World Order made billionaire. High-level Freemason. Jesuit coadjutor. Double-minded person. Liar, actor, warmonger, glory hound, and likely much worse than this. I'll be polite, really. But yet, just look up the Franklin cover-up case and see what high-level politicians and business people do in America and in the world. So anyway, there's a link there. We put the link to this article. So I invite, if you want to know what the Franklin cover-up is and what about people like Trump who, you know, and the thing here is, you know, I live let's put it this way. I exist in a world of poverty, but not really, because, you know, there's very little true poverty in America. But according to the federal government, me and my family live below the poverty level, way below it. As a matter of fact. And I forget, what's the poverty level there today? What do they consider poverty level and below in America today? Yeah, like 40,000. And what is that? Federal poverty level. Yeah. So I live way below that.
23,000
for. Okay.
Probably about 30,000.
For a household of four?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what, 30,000? Yeah. Yes. And I don't think there's even $30,000 coming into my household in a year. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's much less than that. probably less than 20,000 in this year. It's been higher in the past. But, and you know, I think about that sometimes. I look around and, well, I got everything I need. God is keeping his word. When he said, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you, speaking of all the necessities of life, well, he's kept his word. So I can't complain. And with great riches come great responsibility and great temptations. And, you know, I think about it, I can't say that that if I had been exposed to great riches when I was a young man, that I would have been able to fare the temptations any better than someone like Donald Trump or Ronald Reagan or anybody else. I just can't say that. I don't know what the outcome would have been, you know. So I think about that sometimes, you know. So I really can't complain, because another thing I understand from studying my scriptures is that God has purposely put very evil people in charge of money in the world. That's right. And because with money comes great temptation, so why would God subject his elect to that great temptation? Don't we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, we pray for him to keep us from evil? Yeah. And so one of the great evils of the world is this Satan's fiat usury monetary system, which has overtaken the whole world. And so we see that evil people are in control of it. Essentially, the Antichrist has to be in control of it, because otherwise you don't believe Revelation chapter 13. You're like the Seventh-day Adventists, in other words, because they don't believe it either. You know, they put on the cloak of the Reformation eschatology, but when it comes right down to Revelation chapter 13 and the mark of the beast inquisition being a monetary mark, they throw that off and they say, well, no, the mark of the beast is Sunday worship, regardless of what the scripture says. They believe that. So, but it is monetary. Explicitly, you just cannot get around that the mark of the beast is the monetary mark, because you're going to need it to buy or sell or trade. Now, historically, the mark of the beast has been on the souls of people. We have the mark of God, and whether we have the mark of the beast or whether it's been introduced or not, you may still have the mark of the beast on you if you worship the beast. That's right. If you worship the Antichrist, you already have his mark, spiritually speaking. Just like people who worship God, the true worshipers of God, they have the mark of God on them already, spiritually speaking. It's not a physical mark. But there will be a physical mark required to buy or sell or trade. And that is the real game. And if it takes World War III to bring that in, I think the financial crisis, if it continues, I think that'll be enough. And I think that's really what they're working for, is a financial crisis. But if they need to speed it up a little bit, I guess a world war could always help. Because look what the last two world wars did for the Antichrist. Look at what the American Civil War did for the Antichrist. You can read a little bit about that in my book, The Rapture Will Be Canceled. This specifically the chapter on, what's the name of that chapter? Oh, the chapter on the unholy trinity that rules the world. That's one of the most popular articles on my blog. Go to crosstheborder.org and type in the unholy trinity, or just unholy trinity, and you'll find it there. And speak about what the Vatican did, why it was in the Vatican's interests to bring about the civil war in America, and what and what they accomplished by the blood of hundreds of thousands of America's fathers and sons. Yes. And it wasn't the freedom of slaves. You know, you can read all about it there. And we talked about that before, but we'll talk about it again. Perhaps it should be our opening show next week. Maybe I'll consider that. We'll talk about the unholy trinity that rules the world and how it began. And then we'll talk about World War I, World War II, and perhaps the coming World War III. If we can, maybe I'll get Robbie Newport to come on, and he can tell us why he believes that we will have a new World War III, since he seems to think that's a real possibility. But I'm at the I don't know stage, whether they need that or not. All they need is one more good financial crisis to get their mark monetary system, because I'm going to where the Bible says they're going. And I don't know if a World War III will be necessary. But we'll see. Yes, to accomplish that. Okay, well, we're kind of running out of time, getting to the end of the hour. No calls. Let me check the chat room here and see if we got any no questions, comments I need to, no calls, so I guess... I don't know. Okay, so I can ask you to go to my website, crosstheborder.org. Check out that article there. Let me see. If I go to my website, crosstheborder.org, click on the home page there. Let me put it on the screen here for you so you can see what you have to do. If you go here and you'll see the latest article, and this would be last week's broadcast here, when the temple is built, the rapture play will begin preview, where I preview one of the chapters from my upcoming book. And so make sure you you check that out. And you'll see right here in the Trending Now articles, these are the top two articles. And you'll see there the Flat Earth and the Empire of the City, the unholy trinity that rules the world. Hey, let's take a call. Someone is going on the air. Your name and where you're calling from, you're on the air. This is Nicholas.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hi, this is Mike from Akron, Ohio. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago, and I missed last week, and it's unclear to me if you went ahead with the program that was going to be about Daniel's 70th.
Yeah, go to my website, and you'll see it's the top article, and the video is there.
Okay.
It's called When the Temple is Built.
11-1.
Yeah, check that out.
Okay, will do. Thank you very much.
All right. That's all you had? I guess that's all you had. Okay. So maybe someone can call in and talk to me. But anyway, there it is right there. That's last week's play. Last week's show. When the temple is built, the rapture play will begin preview. We talked about Daniel's 70th week and some of the problems with it, although there are more problems with it. But hopefully that'll answer Mike. Is that Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. Good. My brain is actually working. But anyway, when you go to crosstheborder.org, my blog, or nicholasarthur.wordpress.com, they both go to the same place. You'll see it there. And there it is, the trending articles. Flat Earth is still very trendy. A lot of truthers out there end up. And I think it's a good thing that I did address the Flat Earth or spherical earth thing there, because a lot of people are coming over to the blog and being exposed to true Bible, interpretation, how the Bible should really be interpreted, and give you a clue, you won't find flat earth anywhere in the Bible. Okay? And the Empire of the City, the unholy trinity that rules the world. So make sure you look at both of those articles. And there's a lot of other things. What year is it? Very popular article, always there for you to see. And we also talked about this one, Show Me the Gap, Chuck, where I asked Chuck Missler to show me the gap. And I need Eric John Phelps to show me the gap, since he's over there still teaching it. And he is now a futurist, supporting the idea that the seat of the papacy is not the seat of the Antichrist. So you might as well be an apologist for the Vatican, as far as I'm concerned, or you're very conflicted. You're a very conflicted man, Eric John Phelps. And so you need to straighten that out somehow. Go one way or the other. Either the Vatican is the seat of the Antichrist or it is not. Either you're a futurist or you're a papist, one or the other. Okay. Yeah, that's a game, huh? Okay. So where were we? Okay, so while you're at my website, what you do is you go to the free ebook tab, you get a copy of my book, you sign up for my blog so you can keep up with what's going on, and you'll get a free e-copy if the rapture will be canceled, or you can press on the Get the Book tab, and you can actually buy a copy. We'll have the printer send it directly to you by any one of these, Print U.S. or Print International there. So, depending on where you're at, press the appropriate button. But all you gotta do is sign up for my blog, and right here, down here, it'll say follow, so press the follow button, and then when you get the email, you have to complete your subscription by acknowledging that, yes, you actually want to be subscribed to my blog. And then share this page, the free ebook page on your blog, or share any part of my, it doesn't matter what page you share, share any article you want. And then I'll send you a free e-copy, okay? So please do that. And then if you've already received a copy, already read my book, then I want you, there's a link here. If you go down, okay, where is that? Oh, that's on the free ebook tab. Let me put it back there so you can see what I'm doing here. Okay, the free ebook tab. So even if you get the book, go to the free ebook tab, and there are two links here. One is to Amazon. Oh, I guess that's one link. And leave a review at Amazon, please. And I don't know, have I got any more reviews over the week? And now still 8 reviews. You know, I pray week after week for people to leave reviews, but I guess my pleas fall on deaf ears, unfortunately. I need hundreds of reviews here, so that's about all I can do. So anyway, until next time, continue to obediently walk in God's kingdom until He returns. We'll see you next time.
Ahead of the dominant media, FirstAmendmentRadio.com and FirstAmendmentRadio.net.